Hello. And how is everyone? It's all one word. It's 6:05 on Monday the 23rd of March 2015. And you join me on Salisbury Plain. Hear the crows roosting behind me. Probably. I can hear tracked vehicles all around me, and I just stopped because I'm out on my mountain bike and I'm with Molly, and she's kind of run for the last 5.5 kilometres, kind of run non-stop, so I thought I'd give her a break. And, I think my helmet's too tight as well. There we go. So I've just come across a junction. Left the junction as I approached it there, left and right of me. I noticed there was a footpath. And I've just overshot it by 100 metres and stopped under a tree because it's drizzling. It's quite dim. But it's dim because it's so overcast. It's nice to be out on the bike. Just makes me feel so... it purges me from the day, you know. So I'm actually wondering whether I should continue on, because I know there's a... I think I will, just for the sake of doing it. I'll continue on to the... There's a main track just ahead of me, not too far in front, a few hundred metres. I turn left on that. Oh, no, I don't think I can. No, I can't. I can't do that, because that'll take me miles away. And I don't want to do that, because I've got stuff to do tonight. Just stuff, you know. I'm wearing... I've been wearing my running tights to cycle in. And the seat isn't that bad, you know. The saddle isn't that bad. Oh, the seat's a saddle. The saddle isn't that bad. But, you know, I'm kind of suffering a bit, you know what I mean. So I bought some cycling tights. So it currently feels as though I've got a load of toilet paper in my pants. You know how it's all padded. But the problem with it is the draw cord is exactly the same length as the waistband. And it's obviously stretchy. So when you pull them on... the draw cord just disappears into the holes. So consequently, the draw cord isn't long enough. And I've since lost the end. I couldn't tie it anyway. It was ridiculous. It was like 6 inches too short each end. It's probably why they were cheap. And they're Muddy Fox ones as well. But they were going cheap. That's probably why. So, I just like the silence, I think. I say silence. Silence from people and cars. Although I can hear some kind of tracked vehicle over there somewhere. There's nobody else about. Nobody else about. It's just, oh God, I enjoy these moments so much. Birds are getting loud, I can hear them. Oh, are they flying overhead? No. They're in the trees about 40 metres in front of me. Bloody hell. It's a hell of a chorus, isn't it? So, somebody has obviously been, they haven't been camping here, it's on the side of the track, but this branch has been set alight at some point, a broken branch on the ground. this would be the area that I'm in now is actually, this would be a good place to come wild camping in. Actually. Oh God, I'm not saying much. I'm sorry because I'm enjoying this so much. I think, you know, Molly's not that bothered, even though she's like proper ran all of the way. So she's fit. But I thought I'd stop also just to give her a rest. But she's running around like a flipping lunatic at the minute, smelling all the trails from rabbits and foxes and deer, hopping in and out. She's really enjoying herself. But I haven't got much battery left. So what I'll do is, I'll take a photograph. You can see my bike laid on the wrong side, of course, and I could have leaned it up against this tree, but I'll take a photograph of where I'm stopped, the direction I've come from. Oh, this is just really nice. Do you know? I'm going to come back here again. The thing is, those bushes are so thick and thorny. Couldn't go in there. There's a couple of places we can go wild camping in there, though. Anyway, I'll take a photograph of where I am before it gets any darker. And I might speak to you later on. I've got to go because my battery's running out as well. Take care. Bye-bye.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
Out.